There's two images I wanna start off with sharing with you, and I'm quite a planner. So in the beginning, I wanna, you know, reflection for 2017, and now it's 2018, and now we start planning. And then I would like to have my principles in place, and I would like to have the plans that I have, and all my voornemings, and all the things. And this year, I really believe God challenged me to give Him a clean canvas. And I want us to think about what gives you hope for 2018, come what may. What gives you hope? And I think a lot of us would say, God would give me hope for 2018. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going to happen, but God gives me hope. Maybe you find hope in something else today. Wherever you are, God knows that. But I want us to just 2 minutes speak to the person next to you and say, what gives you hope for 2018? But also specifically, which characteristic of God gives you hope for 2018? What gives me hope for 2018 is that God is eternal and that He's already in the end of 2018. And that I don't have to be there already. But that God is there and that I can trust Him. So, just 2 minutes. What gives you hope? Which characteristic that is almighty, that is holy, that is your Father? Which one? If you can just share it for 2 minutes. Something I've just heard now is God's grace for us. Because we will get it wrong. Even if we plan on not getting it wrong a lot of times, we will get it wrong. To know that God's grace is still there and that He's constant. Is there someone else who wants to share what the other person said? Wolf, what did someone say to you?
Sorry, there was many good things said. I couldn't remember all them. The fact that God is always with us and that He is also benevolent, that He's, we know He's eternal and He's strong, but He's also benevolent and He actually likes us. So that's quite helpful to know.
Yeah, so there's a few things that we can mention, and I want us to, if I think about what gives me hope for this year, a lot of times we will get tough times during this year. And we will get great times. But in the beginning of the year, we're very joyful and it's a new one. Maybe you're tired today. Maybe you didn't go on holiday. Or, you know, maybe that is your place. Maybe you're like, this feels like the end of the year for me, woman. but wherever you are, to know that there's certain truths in times of uncertainty, certain truths in the beginning of the year, certain truths in the end of the year that will stand. And that we can find our hope in that. And that is my wish for this year and that I pray for and trust for, is that in times of happiness, in times of sadness, we will be able to open our hands and put and surrender it so that God can have 2018 in His hands, like we can see there. And as we were praying, I just saw this image. A lot of times we tend to take control. And we want to grab things, but to really let go, and let God. So we can go to the first slide. And perspective, if you can see there, the one says it's four and the other one says, no, that's three. So I don't know what you see, four or three, but both is there. If you turn your head a bit. And then also, it's deep. No, it's not. So a lot of times, some of us, it's the same situation, but you feel like the one drowning and the other one standing there. That's usually the person you don't like that much, the one who's also just okay, always okay. And but he's like, no, it's not deep. What are you talking about? You know, I'm not drowning. So in times of that, the perspective, how much perspective determines actually how we're going to approach this year and where you are at. What is the lens that we're looking through at the moment? And as we sang, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. But sometimes it's not that easy. Sometimes you feel like there's a veil and it just doesn't lift. But that we can trust God that we will see the way He sees this year. And to know in times of uncertainty where we want to take control, to trust God and know that my perspective is blurry at the moment, but God, You see, and I will trust that You see. So we will go through those truths. And then the next slide, I want us to just think about who God is today, who God is and who He is in 2018 in our lives. So this is from Exodus, and it's when Moses, when God asks Moses to go back and get the Israelites and out of slavery, out of Egypt. And He says, come, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, but I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. So this is a nugget for this year for me as well, a hope that I can have, that I am is with me. And if God asks us to do something for this year, we generally ask him, but who am I to do this? Who am I? What is your plan for me? I don't have this in place. I can't go this year there. I can't leave the children here, or I can't do that. And there's a lot of things. But then God comes and says, but I am. Whatever I ask you to do, I will be there. And when people ask you who sent you, just say, I am. So to get our perspective from who am I to who are we serving? Who am I? What can I do? What is my plan for this year? To who are we serving? And what is his plan for this year? Because that is going to be an adventure. And then the next slide. God is eternal. And if you see God's view, man's view. Yeah, and man's view is just the present. Just, yeah, 2018. What is my plans for 2018? But how does 2018 look within eternity? And how would that change our perspective for this year if we think about 2018 within eternity? And how is that going to change? And then one of the greatest gifts from God is the eternal perspectives. Is the eternal perspective. It is a level of fearlessness, a level of understanding where one can experience even emotional harmony with God. What comes with an eternal perspective? I think I would be a lot more courageous if I look eternally. Because if my whole life is 2018 at the moment, I would be very scared of what people think of me. I won't stand here at the moment. I would think what is going to happen tomorrow. And we think that because we're human. But to trust God that He will give us, that He will show us how 2018 looks within eternity today. I think that will make us so much more courageous. When Moses went out there and just say, I don't know who I am. Sometimes we think we preach on identity the whole time. But to be honest, we all are still on a journey to find ourselves. And sometimes we get some nuggets of strengths and weaknesses. But the great I am says, I want to send you. I want to do something in your life in 2018. But please give me some space in your calendar. Please give me some time so that I can tell you who I think you are. But more than that, please spend some time in my word to know who I am. Because when you realize that, you'll find courage to go out and know I'm not going in my own name, but I'm going in the great I am. I am not living just for 2018, but I am living for eternity. And that, for me, is God is eternal. That is a hope. When you find yourself in a tunnel vision, and we get there sometimes, we get there. When I find myself in this place where I only see in part, and I know that for a fact now, and we only see in part, but it feels like I only see in little part now. My vision is blurry, and I am devastated to know I'm going to focus on a God that is eternal. I'm going to focus on the great I am. And then the next plan, slide, is your plan and God's plan. So I think we all planned out 2018 like that. But sometimes there's going to be a few adventures in there. And we always say, it's not going according to plan, but to know in this time that God is a God who's in control as well. And then in, this is also just so beautiful for me, endurance in ministry. And we are all full-time ministers, wherever you are this year. And then it's endurance in ministry is rooted in the eternal perspective. The absence of an eternal perspective makes you vulnerable to losing heart. If we lose our perspective of eternity, there's a lot of things that doesn't make sense at all for us as Christians and when we go out this year. So God is eternal, and I just want to read the scripture. There's a lot of scripture I just want to read for us today to just get our foundation for 2018 within this. And it's, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Yo, what a hope that we can have, that God is really not just at the end of 2018, but He is the one who was, who is, and who is to come. And so we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Our inner self is being renewed day by day, for this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient. I don't know if I've pronounced that correctly, but anyway. But the things that are unseen are eternal. Yo, today I thought, yo, I must probably put some points there, but scripture just spoke so much to me. It's like I want to say amen after that. What happens when we get blurry during the year? What happens when we ask God for vision, but it doesn't come through for us? It feels like it doesn't come through for vision for 2018. We start focusing on the things we can see, and we start to grab control a lot of the times. But to know, because sometimes it feels like everything is out of control, and the unseen is to trust that God is in control now. And to focus on that and the eternal perspective. And the next slide is God reigns. So God is eternal. He's the one who was, who is, and who is to come. And then our God reigns. To know that the things that we try to take control of, that God has reigned for eternity already. And I just wanted a bit of background for this scripture is when the Israelites were in exile, and then they said, "For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at the first into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them for nothing. Now therefore, what have I here, declares the Lord, seeing that my people are taken away for nothing. Their rulers veil, declares the Lord, and continually all the day my name is despised. Therefore my people shall know my name." Point one, you shall know his name, the intimacy. "Therefore in that day they shall know that it is I who speak. Here I am. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns." And I said there, Genesis to Revelation. If you look through the Bible, every time there's a king or there's someone who tries to take the throne, but God keeps on reigning. God keeps on winning. Constantly he comes through the whole scripture. And if you think in Revelation, the Roman Empire, the earthly empires will keep on falling. But God will keep on reigning from the beginning till the end. And that is where we can find hope for this year. That is where we can find hope. I think sometimes if we feel out of control and if we feel a bit blurry for this year, that's actually a good place to be. Because then we are at a place where we can surrender and say, God, you take control. And then he's our Father. And I always refer to the Our Father prayer. And it's, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. It's first of all, our Father, before we even praise. It's the overflow of accepting his grace, accepting what he's done for us. And then we can say, Our Father. And then God remembers and listens. The children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So to remember this year that God remembers and he listens. Even if it feels like he's far away, he remembers and he listens. And he has done that for eternity, and he will do that for us this year. And then God is love. 1 John 4, we can only love because God has loved us first. And God is love. He doesn't just love us, but he is love. And to know that with perfect love casts out all fear. And to keep that truth as well. And that he sent his son so that we can live freely today. And I just want us to stand there for a while. I think a lot of times we tend to, or I sometimes tend to, when it comes to making decisions, when it comes to focusing on what's happening this year, I can hide behind. It's so good to pray, and it's so good to get counsel, but sometimes we are hanging there. We are hanging there. What does it mean to receive God's love and to live for him? And for me, I think sometimes we are willing to be here, but if I ask myself, how would this look like to live this year for God, to live, to take courage, to walk, to make decisions, not waiting for 110 confirmations, but two, and then trust him and do what he's asking me, how would that look for me, and how do I do that practically? And I actually, something practically that I've been doing, and this actually works, is to ask God, because he's a good father, our father, as we see here, to ask him, God, I am making this decision, and I'm going to live because I am going to believe that you are eternal. I'm going to believe that you reign, and that it's not so much about me, but more about who you are, and that I can live and take courage. So I'm going to make this decision now, but please, I would say, blaas 'n waarskuwingsvleitjie kliphard as ek nou van die pad af is. And then to step up and to go for it. Because I think a lot of times we're so scared we make the wrong decision that we don't make a decision at all. And what does that say about what we trust in, what we put our hope in? Are we putting our trust in how we are living and how perfect we are going to be this year? Or are we putting it in the great I am who says, take courage, I am with you. And then the next slide is, God is able and our rock. God is able and our rock. And this is from Daniel. I want to, to read. Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made. This is now Nebuchadnezzar asking Daniel and his friends to worship him, the king. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. And then they did, when they didn't worship him, there was consequences. We sometimes think God is going to be like, well done there, and just grab them and, miraculously save them. But no, there was consequences for their faith there, how they stood. But the outcome of what you stand for does not change who God is and what he will do. And there was not long ago, there's a family in the north whose baby, who was 2 years old, what drowned, but is still alive, but there's a lot of damage, and they're trusting and praying. But in this time, they passed a preacher's sermon, and to be at a place this year to say, come what may. And to know that God stands. And the beautiful thing in times of maybe suffering or uncertainty is that people keep on worship. There's something in us that knows that God is eternal. There's something bigger that we are living for. And this is not to, as I was preparing, I think your fears, if I really believe God is eternal and God is with me and He's the great I am, fears of death, we don't like speaking about stuff like that. To say, come what may this year, how can I live freely? But to know in that God is with us, God is eternal, God reigns, He's our Father. I went through quite a tough time at one point in my life, and I remember a lady came to me, and we love giving each other advice, but sometimes we just need to remind our brothers and sisters of these truths, that God reigns, He's a good Father, He is in control. And that is maybe the only thing that we need. And I remember she just told me, I don't know what to say to you, but what I can say is that we are serving a good Father. And I know this. Even if what I see now is not looking like that, I know this. I will be still and know that He is God. And may we have that knowing this year. May we surrender and find our lives in giving it up. May we find joy in surrender this year. And yeah, you can leave the last slide. And this is just, how does this perspective change the way we're living? And there's daily decisions. How are we going to take courage? How are we going to say, God, I trust this year that You will show me. Every good father will show his child the way. So I will trust that this perfect Father will show me, and that I will take courage in making decisions. Because there will be grace for me if He knows. He's looking at our hearts. And then perfectionism. Someone once said, the Chinese meal or the KFC that you serve is so much better than the 5-course meal you've planned for a year, but that has never been served. So may we live more and know that you don't need to be perfect. And if I say this in my own head, like red lights comes up, I'm like, no, but you still need to be holy, and you still need to, but we can only be righteous because Jesus Christ is righteous. And may we remember that today. May we say, God, I'm asking, who am I? But You are saying, He didn't answer Moses there. He didn't tell him, this is who you are, and this is why I'm choosing you, and this is the strengths I gave you, and this is why you can go. He just said, tell them that I am sent you. And we are focusing on, no, why can I do this? Because I have everything in place. So God, here we go. And He's like, it is finished. It has already been done. Please jump in the river of life. And then shame. There's a lot of shame that keeps us from God. To trust Him that it is finished and to leave it behind this year. Fear of men, intimidation, to put God's name above that. Feelings of uncertainty, not worth something, out of control, to know, God, You are in control, and You see much further than I do. And to know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This God, this almighty God, loving Father, holy God, send His Son for us. That we can do even more than Jesus has done on the earth for us. So, I just want to, if the band can come up, or the worship team, to sing that last song again of God is eternal. And to know that He got this this year. And that we may freely live with Him. Yeah, I know the S is not supposed to be there, but it's just lekker there that way, okay? He got this. So remember that. Let's just pray as we end off. Father God, I pray that today that we will know, Holy Spirit, deep down in our heart, come what may this year, you are in control, you reign, you are almighty, you are holy, and you are our Father. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that this is beyond our understanding, that you will come and impart that deep, deep down in our inner being. And even though we are wasting away, that we will be renewed every day, and that we will focus on you, our eternal God, and know that you are already in the end of 2018. I pray that we will turn our eyes to you, Jesus, daily this year. And that we will surrender and find our joy in your presence. I pray for contentment this year, Lord. I pray for peace beyond our understanding. I pray for joy to dance in your presence, Lord, and to know that we are children. I pray that we will go on the adventures that you've planned for us, Lord. And I pray that we will trust you with our calendars this year, Lord. I pray that we will wait on you, God. I pray for your plans and your kingdom in our lives for 2018. Show us how we can build your eternal kingdom this year. Amen.